there's very little wind. There's no breeze, so the temperatures are very high. But other than that, not a lot to report from this end at the moment. So back to you, Ken. GCWIN. G0 Sugar Whiskey Sure.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm just making the 9. There's a bit of noise behind you. It's not like your usual signal. Don't know why. Got to be conditions. Foxport. Hello. Bonjour, my lady. Go ahead, Elaine. Okay, Elaine. Are you getting any of this really torrential rain? Go ahead.
No, look, it's a torrential. It's
towns are really catching it, and I'm just wondering whether it's going to come over here. Okay, good to hear you. Yes, I'm only running barefoot at the moment. Got a couple of problems here. It'll be a week or two till I get the linear back into operation. But seems to be coping, and half the page already. GCWYN, good morning. This is the Mid-Suffolk Sunday Morning Net. Anyone else to join us? Right, off to the top, G0NOK, all good signals, all being received, that's fine. Go ahead, John, and give it to Chris.
Okay, I was going to say, had you forgotten Chris, because I don't think you've actually had a proper over yet. You missed him out earlier. Anyway, nice to hear everybody, there's some good signals all round, really. Nice to hear the Irish stations. Terry and Sean, good signal from Mapplethorpe from Terry, and who else did we have? Merv's good signal from his lock keeper's cottage up there in Stoke-on-Trent. So well done there, Merv. And then we've got Alan. I'm pleased you didn't get any rain out there, Alan, and you're all okay. Who else do I? And even whatever setup UDU Phil's got, that's pretty good today. So I'm hearing everybody. So Peter, of course, is cracking great signal. And even with your barefoot, Ken, that's a good signal. So well done. Anyway, round to Chris. Of course, I'm afraid I've forgotten, but he'll know what it is. This is G0NOK, Downtown Ash.
G0NOK, G0GFC. Right, good morning, gentlemen. I think you forgot me, Ken, that first time round, but never mind. I'll give you a report first. Probably got 5 and 9 plus 10, John 5 and 9, Merv 5 and 7, Jerry 5 and 7, Sean 5 and 7, Ray 5 and 8, Phil 5 and 8, Peter plus 20, Terry
5-7 and Elaine 5-5 with me at the moment. yeah, it's nice to hear everybody on today. I spoke to Jürgen in just about 60k south of Frankfurt yesterday, and he said he will be listening hopefully this frequency today, but I was listening earlier before the net started, and I could hear a couple of stations, but they were very, very weak. I had to put the headphones on, but Jürgen is call sign, I think it's Delta Hotel 1, Fox Bravo Papa. He wishes to send his best wishes to all of Mid-Sussex and all the members of this net. He's a long-term friend of mine, and I've been over there many times to visit his QTH and see his country. But we spoke to him because, you know, we were naturally worried that he may be in some sort of bother with all the storms and the rain, but fortunately he has escaped most of the problems over there, and although they said they've had much rain, but other than that, all okay. No major floods in their location, in a town called Waldmittelbach in the Odenwald. He said that most of the troubles were further north and west to him. So he may be monitoring this frequency, but I think the conditions are not very good from Deutschland today there, Ken. Anyway, nice to hear everybody on, and pretty good signals there. G3WYN, G0GMC.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Chris Wright, a voice from the past. Jürgen, I've got a QSL card here from Jürgen. Sometime in 99 when he's come over, and we used to keep in touch. Delta Hotel 1, Fox, Bravo, Papa. This is Golf 3 Whiskey, Yankee November, and the Mid-Sussex Group. Do you want frequency, Jürgen? No, it's obviously 108 days. Well, we don't hear the German stations. But okay, thanks for the reminder. And Chris, it will be good to talk to him again, and a whole bunch of them there. Right, Mervyn, Mike Zero, Whiskey Victor Echo, Cent A. Go ahead and give it to Joey, please.
Yeah, Mike Zero, Whiskey Victor Echo, Stroke Alternative returning, yeah. And good morning to those that have actually joined there. There's a few signals reports here. The Rover 5-7 up there in, where I am in Woodsgrove, which is just north of Stoke-on-Trent. Rover 4, GTEDU, when you came in and your person called in first, you were actually on the side of the button. So then you changed your antenna, and I left you completely. I could only
I'm
No, no, no. It's not Terry, it's Joey. Right, let's see, I'm not doubling. Okay, Joey, EI9DZ, go ahead. Okay, Sean, very good. Form G, AWY, and you're actually stronger here than Jerry at the moment. It's not a good day for propagation, but okay, we're all copying each other, but it's significant that even Terry is down a bit. Peter, of course, is 30 over, but that doesn't count. Okay, anybody else about? Right. Where are we going? Mike 7 Alpha Oscar Echo. Ray, take it and give it to Phil.
Mike 7 Alpha Oscar Echo returning. Very interesting. I'm pulling my side band. I'm pulling the side band. I'm cutting out now. I've got this new battery. It's just had more something to do with it. It's been all right so far. Yeah, it's 3.742. Seems to be up to 3.3 now. It seems like I might have got some station ready signal out. And that was at 27. So there's a little more code size desirable, which is quite good. Yeah, I think we're going to start right today. I'll see if I can get the two GPS units mounted on the handlebar, the road bar. The Blenheim upgrade start being started. It's not that we're right on road, and there's a proper channel with a nice network of little roads, which is quite interesting. So, anyway, that'll be fine for later in the day. Yeah, I still haven't worked out the characteristic impedance of my major feed line. I think we had a measure of the inductance, another capacitance. But I haven't quite worked it out on the, what else is there to do on the network analyzer. Anyway, this is working, that's the main thing. Yeah, I'm getting fairly good signals from every all stations, apart from the two Irish ones, funnily enough. They're weak, but their lanes coming through quite strong from France. I would have thought that France might be about the same distance away, with the same skip angle. So it might be something to do with the Earth's rotation or something that I don't understand. Anyway, might have an Alpha Oscar Echo hanging out with the field. G4UDU.
Fine there. G4UDU. Okay, Ray, going out the bike as well. Yes, I get that out as well, and I've got the same sort of thing, GPS mounts on the front. The one I use is one of those little Garmin ones. I've got the, it's only got the 25. It's quite good. It's only a size of a postage stamp, actually. It's, postage stamp. It's about an inch, just over an inch square, inch and a quarter square. Works amazingly well. Logs all the bits and pieces, so I take that out. It's a bit busy around here, it's the only trouble. We're on the sort of commuter run almost through here, and when you get the fine weather, everyone comes out doing the downslink, and it's way too busy to go out in the daytime. Early mornings or evenings it's a bit better, but it's totally hazardous during normal daytime hours, what with children running around and people with dogs on long leads. It's not the thing you want on a cycleway. You've got to be so, so careful. But, yeah, it's nice out walking, as I say, and yesterday up on top of the downs was absolutely spectacular. Actually, quite funny. I got up there at, what time was it? About 2:30, 2:45, 3 o'clock start in the afternoon it was, to set up the beam. As I pulled up, there was a guy in a van who immediately got out and said, "I hope you're not going to interfere with my Wi-Fi." I thought, what is he on about? "Oh, I'm watching the Tour de France up here on my Wi-Fi, and I hope you don't interfere with it, make it stop working." I said, no, you know, oh dear. Go to remote start on the top of the hill, and someone's sitting up there watching the Tour de France, mind you. I suppose he could have said the same thing. Remote spot sitting on top of the hill, and some silly idiot comes up here with a big mast and a radio aerial. Still, never mind. It all fits on the back of the truck very easy, so I've got a 30-foot push-up mast, and it just clips into the tow bar on the back, so I can just put the thing in, clip it on, and put the aerial on the top and just whiz it straight up. So very easy to deploy. And the main thing is, doesn't need any guying when there's no fish, when there's no winds around, needs no guying whatsoever, so it's got a very small footprint, and easy to set up on the hilltops. But I'll be back up there on Tuesday night, same spot, same thing, playing radio, 7 o'clock in the evening. We're up on the little tiny frequencies Tuesday night, up on 23 sems. So it's the 23 sems, 1296 activity night. Tuesday night, third Tuesday in the month, third Tuesday. This coming Tuesday. So it's third Tuesday. So 4 meter one. I can't have had that yet. That must be next week. The next activity one. There's loads of them if you look in the RSGB activity listings. There's every Tuesday and Thursday there's something on, and with the hills being so near to me here, it's very, very easy to go up and play radio on the top and work a ton of stuff up and down the country. Righto, okay, Ken, I'll make this a final descent. I've got things to go and do, so I will give you a call this morning, and just been outside and taken the looked in the moth trap, put the moth trap out at night to see what comes through. Had a nice big monster in there last night, the privet hawk moth, which is Britain's biggest moth. Absolute enormous thing. When you see one of those things, I mean, it covers your hand. And you think, well, nah, it can't do. It does. Right, back to you there, Ken, G3WYN with a group, G4UDU.
He's got lots of interest, haven't you? The moth trap, yeah, very good, very good. Okay, yeah, all noted. Yeah, okay, I'll talk to you later. And thanks for coming up. Right, go ahead, Peter, give it to Terry and give it to Elaine.
Yes, hi, Ken, G3WYN, and the group from G4AKG. Yeah, it's all okay. And, yeah, good signal here, Phil. Really good. Morning to you there, Alan. About a 5 and 6. My noise level's down to 5, but I think I turned off the charger to one of these battery-operated vacuum cleaners on the off chance. And I have to do another test to make sure it's that. That's knocked about an S point or so of noise off, or it's somewhere else. But, oh well, there we go. Yeah, okay, Merv, on your stay in your lock keeper's cottage. Yeah, about 5 and 7 to 8. Pretty good signal. I was wondering if you do you have to lend a hand to the lock, people going through it? if you do, you might get a tin of beer or so. But I wouldn't have thought the. I don't know if it's a canal or a river, is that busy at the moment. But I remember Shepperton Lock, and the queue was, you know, about 100 yards long. And the poor old lock keeper just trying to cram everyone in as much as he could. But, yeah, it was all good fun. Right, very good net. Jerry, not too strong, 5 and 6. Sean, about the same here, so there we go. Yeah, Ken, you're about 20 over 9, so I think your ballon must have been on its way out for quite a while. But yeah, good signal, so that's all well and good. Yeah, got the linear on, it's only ticking over just to keep the dust out of it. But I wonder how many people who've got these vacuum the little filter at the back of the set out. interesting. Right, on to you there, Terry. Okay, on the beach patrol in the evening, so best time. I hope they're not leaving too much rubbish on the beach. Brighton can be pretty appalling, but there we go. On to you there, Terry. G0SWS for the group, G4AKG.
Thank you, Peter. Good strong signal from you, 5 miles plus. Generally, signals are not too bad.
Zero sugar whiskey sugar.
Thank you, Derek.
G3WYN, G0GMC. Okay, well, nice to hear everybody on today. I went to the garden yesterday and I've got a pot, several pots with potatoes in, and I decided to pull this potato plant up, and I got nearly 40 potatoes off of one plant. Nice from the pot. Nice second early size, about the golf ball, slightly bigger, and that was very nice, very tasty, but eating a lot of my own grown produce at the moment. Ken, regarding the 20 meter contact the other day, I think there was a problem with the antenna this end. I have since rectified it, but I can't be totally sure that was the source of the very poor received quality, but basically the antenna had detached itself from the transformer, and I don't know how, if that was the case, I have no idea how I managed to work the Dutch station so well, but there we go. Anyway, all good stuff. It's all rectified now, and we can try again somewhere and see if we get a better contact, because I was totally surprised that the local stations were virtually non-existent. Never mind. Jürgen just given me a quick landline call to say that he could not hear any of us over in Germany there. But he didn't hang around too long. I think he's been very busy out on the hunt and protecting the maize crops from the wild boar with electric fences and things like that. They have to look after the the produce there, although they do get the shooting rights. And he informed me that he hasn't been to the butcher's now for about 6 months because his deep freeze is fully stocked with stag and wild boar. And the wild boar out there is totally delicious. He's very, very conscientious with his hunting, and he takes it very seriously, and he doesn't go and shoot anything that moves. He stalks his prey and selects the right poor victim, I guess, but the old or injured or things like that. Certainly not youngsters or anything like that. So he does manage it very well. Okay, Ken, back to you. Let's see who's next there. It's going to be Merv, yeah. Okay, Merv, on Macclesfield. About 5 and 7 with me here. Fine business. It's a long time since I've done any canal boating. I'll put it back to you, Ken, for any comments. G3WYNG0GMC.
Yes, okay, Chris. Well, yes, I wondered what was going wrong with the signal because, you know, I knew that there had been a better signal on 20 metres than that, and I just thought you couldn't hear anybody, really. Well, you wouldn't if the antenna had come off. There we go. All those is about you know, I've got a car that is stuck up on the wall along with some of the others which you were... would have seen if you'd noticed the last time you were in here. Okay, right, yeah, well, you get the antenna sorted out, and as I've said a few times before, it's all about antennas. Right, talk to you next week. In the meantime, round to Mervyn. Go ahead, Mervyn.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, sure, very good. Right, good time for it because having a real struggle with Joey, you're marginally better than Joey. And, yeah, Mervyn's probably got a 50-foot pole stuck down the chimney of one of the boats, one of the barges, and he had no trouble with earthing, will he? But no, I think he's in the lockkeeper's cottage. So anyway, it's good that he's thought to take some kit with him and we're able to keep in touch. Right, down the list, Mike 7 Alpha, Oscar Echo. Go ahead, Ray, and give it to Peter. Go ahead, Ray.
Mike 7 Alpha, Oscar Echo. I think it's called a canal boat, I suppose, in Upper Canal for entertainment. Because it's a really nice game there, it's so peaceful, it's on the fourth summer, it's lovely. Yeah, so we're still showing 12.6 volts on transmission, so hopefully this battery will go all right. I'll just take the other one to the recycling place now. They always mark on these batteries either high performance or heavy duty or something like that, but for most of it, it doesn't really mean much. I think I should make this my final, actually. I've got to get on with a couple of other things.
Mike 7 Alpha, Oscar Echo, handing over to Peter, G4AKG. Yes, right, Ray. M7AOE, G4AKG. Yep, all okay. And all fine. Yes, with the old canal companies, they didn't always agree on the levels, on the water levels. So that's why sometimes you've got more locks than you really need. But they've just left them in, so quite interesting. In the past, when I was boating up the Medway, there was one lock that was disused. You just go through it, and there's no gates. you just roll, make sure no one was coming the other way, and just drive through the thing. It's only wide enough for the average boat, so just make sure that no one else is coming down the other way. But I remember putting up a 25-foot mast on an old barge at Queenborough, which you could moor on. It's an old World War II concrete barge. It's been there for donkey's years. It's absolutely solid. That is, until you get a large dredger going past and the whole thing moves with the displacement, which is interesting, shall we say. And the dredgers are going in and out morning, noon and night, dredging up bits of the Goodwins, so for the sand. Anyway, that's all rather interesting stuff. Yeah, enjoy your time there, Merv, on the canal. And yes, it's quite never been on the canals myself, only on the rivers, but have fun. Yeah, nothing much else here. Chris, very good signal, and as always now. Right, that's about it for me. Thanks for running the net, Ken. Hope to get on the 20-metre net a bit more often than last week. So, other things in the great outdoors are beckoning, shall we say. So, 7-3 from me. Very good morning to everybody. And over to you there, Terry. G0SWS for the group, G4AKG signing. Wishing you all a very good morning and stay in the shade.
Yeah, G4AKG, G0SWS, okay, there, Peter. Yeah, keep it in the shade. It's a bit difficult up here at the moment. but I just keep it out of the way. It's all very quiet. I'm not getting up to very much. I'm just trying to play safe at the moment. And I've got some painting to do outside. But it's far too hot. I've got a whole fence to do. I've got all the painting to do it. and it's just too hot to do it, so I'm getting out of that at the moment because I put the coveralls on so I don't get covered in the paint when I do that, and it's just far too hot to do anything, I think, at the moment, so we'll have a relaxing time just now. Things are going to start to get a bit busy just now, so other than that, there's nothing else to report. Very mundane, unfortunately, from the Costa del Mablethorpe. It's just people and people and people. And lots of people enjoying themselves in the sea, and that's nice to see in some respects. So, okay, with that, over to you, Ken. GTWIN, G0, Sugar Whiskey Sugar.
Okay, very good. Right, you've come back up to where you ought to be, so it's just conditions. Talking about balance, Terry, I bought a 4-to-1 current balance, a 1 kilowatt one, from a guy who sells them and doesn't put them on eBay because he doesn't like eBay. There's a lot of people like that these days. But I sorted him out and we discussed what was going in the box. And he made one up to 1 kilowatt balance. Interesting, his comments were, if you are going to run digital mode for FD8, you've got to reduce the handling capacity of any balance by a factor of 4. In other words, if you want to run 250 watts of FD8, and people do, although I don't know why, then you need a 1 kilowatt balance because it's a duty cycle. But of course, it's not like that. And having got this thing and put it on the Delta Loop, and having trimmed the feed line of the Delta Loop, it's exactly where it should be now with this new balance in SWR's 1-to-1. The resistance is 55 ohms, and the X, the reactance, is 0, so you couldn't want anything better than that. So I'm going to do the same thing with the 18 metre one in due course, which will up the signal a bit. There we go. It'll be a while till I get the thing sorted out. We ordered the window. The window will be a couple of weeks. Then the boys will put the window in, and then we can clean up inside, and we'll get back to normal. There we go. Take care, Terry. Look after yourself. I'm husky already. There's a lot of pollen about. So, T0 Sugar Whiskey Sugar. Thanks for coming on. GCWYN closing the Mid-Sussex. A Sunday morning net till next week. Good morning to the listeners. Pity about Jürgen. It would be nice to have spoken to him over the air again after so long. We'll catch you again. Bye-bye, Terry.
Yeah, GCWIN, G0SWS. Okay, Ken, look after yourself, and we're glad you got the balance sorted out. That's very, very good news. But you've got a big clean-up job, haven't you? Take care of yourself, stay safe, talk to you again next week, if not before.
G0SWS,
now going to breakfast.
Yeah, bye-bye. Terry, I was due to go up to the Lake District on one of these railway tours on the 5th of August, 5 days, with one of my sons. But I scrubbed it. I said I'm not going up there with the numbers they are in and around Windermere. I think it's an unacceptable risk. So we told the people that won the tour, and they're going to see if they can defer it for me. Otherwise, it's only money. Go ahead.
Yeah, wise decision, I think, Ken. Wise decision, the old mate.
Yeah, well, I thought about it a lot, and I think it's no. I've got a cousin who lives there, but she said the place is stuffed with people already, and 5th of August, there'll be even more stuff. And I don't fancy sitting on a train to go to Carnforth or somewhere 4 or 5 hours with a bunch of people I don't know. So I shan't be going. Take care.
Come and please, Dan, look after yourself. See you soon. WSP.